2 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja, streaming on the Prime Media Plus app,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7
and 106 FM.
6 minutes after 1 o'clock, welcome to 702 Afternoons with myself, Relebogile Mabotja, on this Tuesday, the 12th of March. Interesting things that are happening in the news, especially with regards to the developments in the Keenan Forbes murder case. I still get chills in my spine when I think about that story, just because the footage is there of the murder happening. Like, I can't watch it again. I think I saw it once by accident on social media, and it just gives me the chills. And it's like, okay, we're here now, and I really, really hope that we get to the bottom of that particular story, because he has a child, he has a family and people that love him, and everybody just deserves justice. Of course, not just those that are well-known, wealthy, and famous. All right, coming up on the show for today, I want to ask you about the professions that were once respected but no longer are. Are there those professions that you feel like, yo, this profession used to be so respected? And I'll give an example of a profession that I think lost respect, and I'm not sure yet why, but I look at doctors. I honestly remember growing up, if you could say my son is a doctor, you know, or somebody is saying you must, if my child is studying medicine, it was the most exciting, prestigious thing. And I grew up watching doctors being those that made it out of the township, or even if they're still living there and working there, they had the nicest houses, they had the German cars. But that's not the case anymore. Doctors are now unemployed. Doctors are using their own resources to help in public hospitals. Doctors are leaving. What are those professions you think about that used to be terribly well respected and no longer are? And maybe you can talk about the professions that didn't have much respect and now have much respect. And is there a relationship between how much they make you that makes them professions that one respects? So I want to chat about that, and maybe tell me about the profession you are in, and if you feel like, yo, I don't think I get enough respect in my job because of the kind of work that I have to do, and share with us the reasons you think why that is the case. 2702 1702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
We've got some voice notes coming through on 072-702-1702. But the first WhatsApp says politicians and lawyers. Did lawyers lose respect? I mean, I'm trying to think what I used to think of lawyers. Maybe they did, and I think we can even trace back. Who was the lawyer that was in the Senzo Meiwa case? I can't remember. But there are some of those situations where you're like, ah, or the judges in our country where you're like, ah, right? Oh, here's some of your voice notes.
Thanks for the talk or the program, Relebogile. I think the first thing that I thought about professions that have been sort of thought wonderful previously, first thing I thought of was politicians. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Relebogile. I hope you're well. So, I'm a musician, and it's very interesting to see how different people react to my profession, because I meet someone in the streets and I'm like, yeah, I'm a classical musician and I teach music. They're like, oh my gosh, this is so lovely. And you can hear them doing, you know, saying all these wonderful things and be like, oh wow, so respectable. And then you get to a school and the other teacher is just like, yo, music, yo, no, yo, it's not important, it's not important. It's wild. But another profession which I've seen that has come under, you know, disrepute and scrutiny is this thing of being a clergy member, especially in the townships where they're just doing really weird things, you know. That has really, like, gotten a lot of disrespect, but it's because they do that to themselves, unfortunately.
I think for me, the profession that has lost its value is that one of social workers. You know, people, when you said you are a social worker, you were well respected. But now, today, hey, social workers, they're even paid peanuts, 16K per month as a social worker you're paid. Second one, teachers. Teachers are no longer respected. These days, they are not at all respected. Then, here's when we say you're a teacher. Yo.
Do you remember back in the day? And it's a tricky time because there was the post-democracy time and where we are now. There was a time where young children would be saying, I want to be a police officer. And it's with pride. Now, if your child says, I want to be a police officer, what is the first thing you think? Because I think that profession has lost a lot of respect for many reasons. Firstly, the income is not amazing. Secondly, becoming a police officer does not require that much, right? Thirdly, try walking to a police station when you have an emergency. And not to say there aren't amazing police officers out there, there are. In the midst of all these things we're talking about, there will always be a batch of amazing people and their stories will never be heard. But I think the profession of being a police officer in South Africa has lost total respect. I'm even curious to know how all of you feel about those that say, I work in the military. Or somebody said, I'm a Navy SEAL. What are your thoughts on, or a Marine? You know, what are your thoughts on that? On Facebook, some of the responses, Olebogeng says, the presidency. I kind of hear you on that one, right? I hear you on that one. Gratian Gidibe says, social workers have lost respect. Oscar Oliphant says, sadly teaching. Paul Mota says, journalism. South African journalists no longer report. They push an agenda. Okay, Mkonto Wesizwe Party, Polokwane sub-region responded, teaching has lost respect. Bev Murray says, teaching. Brenda Mukwena says, lawyers. As I see so many court cases on TV, I just get amazed how lawyers are doing their jobs just for fame. They are just acting or playing so sad, with others saying that they are kind of like crooks as well. You'll hear stories of people saying, I had money coming out from road accident fund. Now I didn't get all of it because lawyers are stealing. That's what people think. Let's go to the lines. We have Teresa from the Northwest. Teresa, how are you? Teresa. Yes, sorry. Start again. Go ahead. How are you?
Yes, I just want to say that I was a teacher for 21 years. Mm. And the last 3 years of my career as a primary school teacher were the worst.
Really?
You know, I lost respect for myself. I just didn't know why I was there. The children kept me busy. They would be like, I don't know, up and down, and the whole hour you do nothing. And when they fail at the end of the year, it's your problem, the teacher. So you know what? I just told myself I'm done here being a teacher. And I left. And then I went to agriculture. You know, in the past, when a student would say, I'm going to do agriculture, they would be looked down upon. But now that I'm a farmer, I get into shops even with muddy shoes, muddy wetsuit to go deliver veggies. It's the wow on people's faces, the amazement on people's faces when they see me walking with managers, smart managers, and I'm muddy. You see? So now I'm telling students, the place to go now is farming. Technical jobs and all that. But I found this other child who's in grade 12. He said he wants to be a teacher. And yeah, the love for teaching came back to me when I looked at him.
Oh.
This child says he wants to be a teacher because his grandfather and grandmother are both teachers.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I don't understand really why teaching has lost so much. But if parents are listening, probably your child is one of those that are making teachers lose their identity in teaching and no longer want to be associated with it, except for the salary.
Can I ask you a question, Teresa?
Yes.
Is your experience public school or private school?
It is public school.
So do you think that there is a role that the institution itself also plays? Because I do completely agree that the responsibility at the end of the day of children's behavior falls to the parents. And as teachers who spend majority of the day with the children, you know, you're the ones who get to experience the difficulties of it. But what role does the institution itself play?
It seems as if the institution, if it is like the school, their hands are tied because there's this the discipline issue. I'm not a fan of corporal punishment myself, but the rights that have been placed on children that they can step on teachers' toes and get away with it, and also parents. They have a tendency of, like, they come to school to disturb teachers. And they actually are noisy parents, you see. And as a teacher, you just get in there to look for the job, but not for the passion anymore.
And thank you so much for sharing that experience, Teresa. I'm so glad that you found another space where you're happy in agriculture. I think many of us of fantasizing about our lives as farmers, you know, getting to go to our farms, eat from our land and forage from our land and just be able to enjoy the fruits of our labor. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank
you so much, Teresa, chatting to us from the Northwest. Let's go to Dr. Jeff from Midrand.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm very well. Thank you for...
Is your radio on?
Let me...
Doctor? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, Doctor, I'm going to say you guys lost respect for talk radio hosts by keeping your radios on.
Yeah, but my radio is off now.
There we go. Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I was saying that professionally I'm a teacher, even though I'm no longer, you know, practicing as a teacher or I'm not working as a teacher. Yes, but when you say I have a radio on, I was about to thank you for yesterday. I was listening. I didn't have the time to come in. It was a very beautiful one, that story of the transport, but I won't take you back on that.
Oh, thank you.
But what I wanted to say, I think it goes back to, you know, what I call leadership bankruptcy. I think, you know, young people today, they are no longer following their hearts, or people in general who are moving into a work industry or workforce. They are not following they are not following their dreams, but they are following those, you know. If one becomes, for example, want to be a politician, as I'm giving an example, the idea is not to serve the people, it's to be like, you know, we'll look at what, you know, one will look at what Julius is driving, what Jeff is driving, what, you know, Floyd is driving, the life that he's living. So they fall in love to the lifestyle than actually the career. So that's what is reducing our impact and also reducing our respect. You know, we are not actually, you know, messing up our lives only, but we're also messing up, you know, the industry itself. It loses value. It goes all over. You know, when somebody like now, I'm talking to you, I'm a pastor, what makes a young person to admire my job mostly, it will not be a calling to help people with spiritual needs, you know, but it will be looking at what Jeff is driving, where Jeff is staying, you know, the type of life that I'm depicting out there. It makes people want to, you know, that's why we have a lot of people, like, you know, the profession of being a clergy, or maybe, you know, being a pastor, for instance, it's losing the value. Why? Because people are not going there because they are called or they are mentored. Look, I went to teaching by choice, but I knew that God was calling me for something else. But I asked for God, to the Lord, let me go and have a profession. I want to build my mother a house. I want to get married myself without including, you know, help by the church or whatever. But I knew when I was a young boy, I just wrote my book recently. I wish, you know, I can get someone to interview me about my story, my journey, and my testimony. I knew when I was young, but I chose to go to school, to varsity. Look, I did my teaching profession.
And the other thing I just want to add to what you're saying, Jeff, is we need to keep in mind the fact that times have changed economically. So if we look at countries that are doing okay economically, professions like being a milkman, as in the person that was delivering fresh milk every day, the profession of being a janitor, the profession of the people, what are the people that throw out, they collect your rubbish, a rubbish collector. It has a lot more respect than what we are living with in South Africa. So I think that's also something maybe to consider. Let's go to Nangama Eke Nangamso from Bramfontein. How's it?
Good, thank you. How are you, Rebokele?
Good, good. Go ahead. Oh, my apologies. I accidentally hung up. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. That is my fault. Please, can we get the caller again? In the meantime, let's go to Dr. Manyatela. How's it?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you, doctor?
Very well, thank you. Mine is a question to you towards the statement you've just put out saying that nurses are the ones that are doing the work. But we are working together.
Oh, definitely. You know,
so why would you put out the statement saying that nurses are the ones doing the work, but we will go to a patient, comply, adhere, take care of the patient, and move to the next one. And in that ward, there will be nurses who are responsible for the bed. Then I have to run to another patient. Just because I've spent in front of the patient, and the patient might believe that I've spent a minute or two with him or her, does not mean that I have not done my homework, I haven't looked at the patient's file. I would have known exactly what's happening with the patient, what is going on, what is the prognosis, what is the diagnosis.
Can I ask you a question, doctor?
Yes.
Do you think my statement when I said nurses are doing the work and they deserve more respect was to imply that doctors do nothing or do little? Or do you think my statement that nurses deserve more respect was that nurses deserve more respect?
Your subject here is respect towards people doing work and currently who are the ones who are receiving respect and which professions are receiving respect, and times have changed. How I understood your statement was you said that, this is what you said, and now it has to do with my understanding of your statement. So your statement was just straight saying that nurses are the ones doing the work.
No, but don't just make one sentence and not take the entire context of what I was saying. We all know that doctors do a lot of work. I sit and interview specialists regularly who have studied, some of them longer than I've been alive. But the point that I was trying to make with regards to nurses are the professions that have lost respect because of bad nurses, and me saying that while nurses aren't getting respect because of terrible nurses, because of whatever the case may be of the systems that are happening in the public healthcare space. But let us not forget that nurses are also working. They are working very hard. They may not have done the 7 years plus the specialist years, but they are also working very hard. So you need to take what I've said in its entire context. We all know doctors work very hard. I hope you don't listen to radio hosts and think that your work is not valued. But at the same time, I think you and I can both agree that the nurses do a lot of work and don't get nearly half the respect that you do as a doctor, and definitely not nearly as much the pay.
100%. Now I understand. And I agree with you.
So I advise next time you must please tune into my show at 1. Then you'll hear the whole thing. I'm running late for news. Dr. Manyathela, I didn't even get to ask if you're related to Clement. Subject for another day. We'll continue with all your messages. It's just after 1:30.
Spend your afternoon
with Relebo Gile Mabotja
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
23 minutes to 2 o'clock. We are talking about the professions that have basically lost respect over time for various reasons. A couple have been named already via Facebook, X, and on the WhatsApp line. Give us a call, 011-883-0702, and the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Kudos to Mbali Mashinini on X, who had posed this question that inspired this conversation. And the ones that have come up so far, doctors, teachers, clergymen, pastors, lawyers, and I think it is interesting the perspective of what it is that qualifies the respect. Some of your messages on the WhatsApp line, one says, acting and media personalities lost respect. Now it's about the number of social media followers you have and the popularity of the person. I have to say this is the case. Not all the time, but it does play a role. Another one says, I respect and value all professions in society and have a really big issue with people putting individuals on the scales of value and importance over others based on their levels of education or how many hours they spend sitting on a desk. As long as you add value to society in what you do, you are no less valuable than the person who earns 100 times more than you. Whether you wash sick people in a palliative ward or are a doctor who never washes them, I value them equally. None needs to be worshipped more. And another one saying, many professionals lose respect because of the behavior and treatment of their colleagues in a particular society. Here in South Africa, I find that it is generally teachers, nurses, and policemen. It's much less about money, which is just snobbish, and doctors are still highly respected. From Farai. Yes, they are still highly respected because we appreciate what they have had to do to become doctors, but not in that way that it was before. And again, I'll use the example of what would the response be if your child said, I want to be A. And it's obviously a general societal thing. Okay, let's go back to the lines. I accidentally hung up on Nangamso from Bromfontein. Thank you so much for being available again. Yes, what are your thoughts?
Yes, so I was listening to the laundry list of professions that people think that have lost respect.
Mm.
Policemen, pastors, lawyers, and it sounds like actually there's nobody who is exempt.
Mm.
And there are no holy cows. So my assessment is that what has happened is that the overall moral fabric of society has decreased.
Mm.
The overall social fabric and ubuntu is what has left us, because the policeman that is unscrupulous, where does he come from? Society. He comes from a neighborhood, comes from a family. You know, so it's not about that when you walk out of your house, you go into a professional space, you now assume a different role. You bring the values that you have as a person into your profession.
Mm.
So it's not that the professions in and of themselves have lost respect, but it's the people that occupy them, which then makes us as a society have to hold up a mirror to say our entire moral fabric has deteriorated, because there's no profession that is exempt or safe from the list that people seem to be bringing forward.
Oh, and I'm in complete agreement with that. And now the question is, have we lost our moral fiber because of money?
100%.
Hmm. And I think it does boil down to that, because there was a conversation we had the one time about, like, if things hit the fan, there are things you would consider doing that you wouldn't have done previously. And we don't know the positions people are in, but you've hit the nail on the head. Thank you so much for giving us a call and for sharing your comment. Lefa from Johannesburg. Hi.
Hello, Albert.
Good. Go ahead.
Good. I'd just like to elaborate on what you just said right now on doing certain things because of money. I'd make emphasis a lot on farming.
Mm.
As a profession that a lot of people didn't venture into back then, but now, because of a lot of circumstances and everything, farming looks looks more respectable in the context of the situation that we find ourselves in terms of the economy. Mm. In terms of, yeah, so I'd say farming as a whole, people are doing farming right now are looking very different from when farming started back then. You just look at even the car, types of cars that farmers are driving, like the big buckies and everything. So it's a respectable profession in that sense. And in the context of providing food, yeah, for me, that's something that I've taken notice. Farmers are just looking different.
Mm. I love that for us, because it's almost like we're just going back to the absolute basics. I will shout from the rooftops about the fact that I could eat apricots off my grandmother's farm. And true, we wanted eggs, you just go and get the eggs. You wanted milk, it's there. And I think that really is the true wealthy life we all aspire to. Thank you so much, Lefa, for your call. Let's go to Sean from Hammanskraal. Hi, Sean.
Yes, hello. Hello, Lebogile.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to make a quick comment about what I think the profession that I think actually has lost the most respect. And I think generally it's the armed forces, whether it is the police, mm, whether it is the military, whether it is the Navy, whoever you call them. But you see, when one goes into TikTok now, you're going to find somebody who's wearing a police uniform, who's denting or whatever the case may be. You see the police are everywhere now. You can even walk into a pub or a tavern. You can see you're going to get one or two police people buying or having a drink or whatever the case may be. But more and over above all of it, Lebogile, you know, I think people in the armed forces have lost a sense of what it really means to serve in the armed forces. It's not just about being a soldier or being a police person. It's also a sense of national pride that comes with that.
And with the uniform,
ne? Yes, the sense of pride that comes with the uniform. The you know, I've lost the word again.
But I get the basics of what it is that you're saying, and I think it isn't just the armed forces, it's all uniformed folks, because we look at like the Springboks now, right?
Exactly.
And our patriotism is at its peak, but mm-hmm, we don't have that certain level of respect of those who literally put their lives at risk every day. And that's what
it
is.
That is the word I was looking for, patriotism. Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, and thank you so much for your call. I have an aunt who works for the military, and I've been to the base before. Can I just tell you, we tease her and we'll be like, general, you know. But when you get to the base, it is very serious. They are saluting, they are using titles. We as the civilians, if you're not interacting with that space, we'll be making those jokes that what are the soldiers doing anyways? There's no war later, blah, 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 blah. So there are certain professions that could do with a bit more respect, could do with a bit more respect. Here's some of your voice notes.
Hi, Relebogile. Good to have you back once again. I think the one career that I say has gained, you know, so much traction, you know, not only locally, but globally, especially globally, is nursing. I've been studying trends of, you know, careers that are making strides globally, and nursing is one. Obviously, AI, you know, automation, data analytics. But I think the other one that is, you know, losing traction a bit is banking. And I think it's because, obviously, you know, in this modern age and time, banking, it's more associated with, I don't know if it was like that all these years, but more sales driven. And in the process, you know, clients lose, you know, respect for anybody who just, you know, call them randomly to sell stuff. That's just my opinion. Thanks, Les in Rembeck.
Good afternoon, Rebukhile, and your listeners. Yeah, interesting topic you have there today. I just want to elaborate on my career that I'm currently doing. I'm currently a development coach, and there's a lot of work that we do with these kids. And yeah, there's a lot of things that we teach them, just excluding football, and we are creating future leaders. But in terms of remuneration and getting the respect that you uniform parents and your fellow people that you work for, you don't get that respect. I think the only time that you start to get respect as a coach is when you coach at the professional level. Thank you. Thank you for the great topic.
Hi, Relebogile. It's not that they lost respect. It's the issue of access. When you grew up, you knew few doctors, few lawyers. That's why you thought that they were respectable and stuff like that. But now you know everyone. Every second person you meet is a doctor. So it's no longer fascinating or interesting. It's just a way of life now. Same thing with celebrities. Because they used to stay far from us, that's why we used to go crazy when we see them. But now, people like your Black Coffees are your neighbors. So there's no need to go crazy over a person that you see every day. When we jog around, we see Cyril Ramaphosa, we don't even go crazy anymore. So, yeah.
So the novelty has worn off. Is Black Coffee your neighbor? Hey, you must tell us. I get what you're saying, but that's not my experience. My father is an accountant, and he knew many doctors. So it wasn't about proximity for me. It was part lifestyle, but there was something that we saw. And I can't even find or articulate what it is. There was something about being a doctor. And you can still look around the world where you'll have different kinds of brown people, Indian, different African countries, where it's still like, you must be a doctor. Because for that parent to say, my child is a doctor, is so much pride. Maybe it's to do with the fact that the work you're doing is so important. You're saving lives. I don't know what it is. But yes, more of your voice notes.
Hi, Lebo. Personally, I think that the profession that has lost its respect is teachers, the teaching profession, simply because of SATU. SATU destroyed the reputation of the teachers. Thank you.
Hi, Rebohele. I think one profession that has lost interest, it's police officers. No one takes them serious these days. Like, whenever someone says I'm a police officer, yeah, I think that's one profession that is, yeah. Even like teaching or teachers also, yeah, there's a level of, I don't know, no one takes them serious anymore. Yeah.
And a WhatsApp message, the occupation that is now being glorified and being forced onto society as normal and profitable is prostitution by any other names known as slay queening, influencing, hookuping, only fansing, club hosting. I mean, that's a little bit of a stretch to the person who's saying that, to say influencing, like now it's also prostitution. But I get the point of what it is that you are saying. What about the profession of being a stay-at-home mom? What about the profession of being a housewife? Has it lost respect or has it gained respect? And maybe we need to challenge ourselves that, is it only about money or are there other things that we look at? But at the end of the day, we as society need to value everybody's contributions, whether it's the guy who's coming to your dustbin and he's taking out plastics and recycling, or it's the security guard when you walk into the building, or it's the radio host you're listening to, or it's the doctor or the nurse. I do hope that as a society, we're able to bring more respect to all the things we do. Thank you for your contribution.